I was born in 1900. Victoria was queen, the first of seven children, only three made sweet 16. It was hard, but it was happy. It was roses round the door, till we all saluted Father as he went off to the war. I was tea boy in the factory the day the news arrived, making mother one more widow, but together we survived. Now the century is over, I've watched it wax and wane, and as I recall it all in all, it's a life I'd live again. Those two lines come at the end of each verse, so do pick them up and join in, please. At 18 I was courting, Mary filled my heart with pride. 20 saw us married, stepping out there side by side. The work was never easy, but we did it day by day, saving ha'pennies and farthings till we 10 pounds put away. Then the slump took jobs and savings. I had a lot of time, so I learned the old mouth organ. Buddy, can you spare a dime? Now the century is over, I've watched it wax and wane, and as I recall it all in all, it's a life I'd live again. With two sons fast growing, 1925, Mary wanted so a daughter, but her health it didn't thrive. She died that distant summer, but our daughter made it through, until the influenza took her at the age of 2. In the 30s I was busy, like all other folk, deprived, picking coal from off the slag heap. My two sons and me survived. Now the century is over, I've watched it wax and wane, and as I recall it all in all, it's a life I'd live again. '36 and I met Lucy, we were married in the spring. The two boys, new apprenticed, we didn't fear a thing. It was hard, but it was happy. It was roses around the door, till we both saluted my sons as they went off to the war. And I lost one in the Navy, a convoy in the Med. Once again for king and country, our name numbered with the dead. Now the century is over, I've watched it wax and wane, and as I recall it all in all, it's a life I'd live again. The other lad was lucky, and in 1945, me and Lucy lit a candle, giving thanks he was alive. I turned 50 then and wondered what the future held in store. I'd work until the pension, if we all avoided a war. Then my son walked down the aisle, the sweet girl as his bride, and she made me think of Mary as she stood there by his side. Now the century is over, I've watched it wax and wane, And as I recall it all in all, it's a life I'd live again. I retired in the 60s, a bungalow downtown. Did the gardening with Lucy till the years just wore her down. I lost her then with sorrow, but remember with joy. And I'll take her flowers tomorrow when I go there with the boy. For he is a fine great-grandson, wears his cap the wrong way round. And what I bought with a farthing seems to cost this kid a pound. And he asks me, have I really lived the century? And I wink and whisper, really, and that's good enough for me. I was born in 1900, Victoria was queen, the first of seven children. Only three made sweet 16.